News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the UN Security Council has taken up the latest North Korea missile test of what is believed to have been a new intercontinental ballistic missile. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the North has brought the world closer to war. It appealed to China to scale up its sanctions, including a cutoff of oil against its neighbor.
China must show leadership and follow through. China can do this on its own, or we can take the oil situation into our own hands.
President Donald Trump spoke by phone Wednesday with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping following the latest missile launch. Deputy Chinese Ambassador Wu Hatao said China's dual suspension proposal is the best option, trading a freeze on the North's missile and nuclear testing in exchange for a freeze on joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said it's clear there's no military solution. He called for an end to what he called the spiral of tension. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for unity in the U.S.-led campaign of maximum pressure.
Together with the international community, we must send a unified message to North Korea that it must abandon its weapons of mass destruction programs. All nations must take maximum economic and diplomatic measures to increase pressure on the North Korean regime.
She said new measures are being considered, including maritime interdiction of goods coming to and from North Korea. An international meeting in Canada in January is expected to produce what are called better ideas on dealing with Pyongyang. In South Sudan, local officials said a tribal militia killed dozens of people in Jonglei State. The attackers are believed to be members of the Merli ethnic group who attacked the village of Dukpyal Tuesday. The killings appear to have been part of a series of revenge attacks targeting the Dinkabor tribe. UN missions said dozens of women and children were abducted. This is VOA News. Syrian government negotiators are in Geneva, joining the eighth round of UN-led peace talks aimed at ending nearly 7 years of conflict. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura said the talks should continue into the next week.
What I know is that we are intending to renew the meetings next week, and we intend to have them next week as well. Now, if anyone wants to have a weekend off, we are always free to do so for consultations. What is important that we have an ongoing process of discussions.
He said he hopes the two sides can have a chance for direct dialogue. The government delegation delayed its arrival after the opposition kept a demand that President Bashar al-Assad step down as part of any agreement. Meanwhile, on the ground, mortar blasts continued in rebel-held eastern Ghouta district near Damascus, despite a ceasefire. Clashes in Yemen's capital Sana'a Wednesday claimed the lives of at least four people. The violence pitting loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against Houthi rebels, supposed allies. The fighting took place around the city's central mosque in what appears to have been a territorial dispute. Pope Francis is in Bangladesh for the next 3 days, where he's expected to meet members of the Rohingya Muslim refugee community who fled Burma, also known as Myanmar, amid a security crackdown. Wednesday, as Francis ended a four-day trip to Myanmar, the Vatican defended the moral authority of the Pope. Following criticism from rights groups, he was not more forceful in publicly denouncing the crackdown. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
It was a trip to Myanmar, which we had made diplomatic relations with, and as the trip was being organized, actually, the refugee crisis was aggravated, correct? I mean, it was not conceived as a refugee trip. You're right, it is one of his main concerns. He talks about migrants and refugees every single day, but that wasn't how this trip was conceived.
Burke said the Pope's lack of public condemnation does not take away from his past statements or what might have been said in private conversations with leaders of Myanmar. In Honduras, the seesaw vote count for president appears to be about even following Sunday's vote. Initially, it appeared challenger TV entertainer Salvador Nasralla was on his way to victory, but further results show incumbent center-right president Juan Orlando Hernandez pulling even. China's manufacturing activity increased in November, boosted by global demand for products from the world's second-biggest economy. In Japan, factory output also edged higher in October following September's drop. On Wall Street Wednesday, gains in financial, industrial, and healthcare stocks propelled the market further into record territory, with the benchmark Dow Jones adding nearly 104 points to 23,940. And the U.S. government revised upward third-quarter growth to 3.3%. That's the best rate in 3 years, following the second quarter's 3.1%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.